views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm the guest host today. Welcome, everybody. We are here to usher in a brand new paradigm, It's super, super exciting to be in this space that we're in right now. It's electric, it's exhilarating, and it is offering us the opportunity to live with purpose, to live with passion, and to bring our personal best. My goodness, there is so much in store for us in 2020. And truly, without vision, without 2020 vision, where would we be? Where would we be? And so that's what we're going to do with this show today. Have we got a show for you? It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. Benny, are you with me?
I am, my dear.
Benny and the Jets.
Benny!
Benny! Go ahead and sing it, my brother. You have been part of Dr. Pat's team for how long?
Oh boy. 9,000 plus shows worth, maybe give or take a few.
Benny and the Jets. Yeah, and did you know, I mean, so I'm so grateful to be part of this whole, you know, Transformation Talk Radio, to be part of the Dr. Pat transformative vision, because we're changing people's lives and we have these amazing platforms. And without her courage and dedication and commitment that it takes to, you know, to birth that vision, look at what we're doing and look at the change and everything that has happened in our lives because of that vision, right?
Very true.
So I'm so grateful to be here and to be with the Transformation Talk Radio team. And also, I just want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to who that team is. So we've got you, Benny. That's always, you know. Oh,
thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yep.
I want to show the audience later, if you can show us where you're at, if you can somehow give us a picture or vision of where you're at for those of you that are watching us live online. I'd love to see the studio if you can manage that somehow. Give us that visual. And so here's Benny. He's in the studio. And then there's Transformation Talk Radio building. And there's people that are working in that building. And those are the producers and they're the graphic artists and they're all the people behind the scenes that help us do what it is that we're doing. And producing the shows, you know, and it takes a lot. It takes a lot of energy that we put behind the scenes to get these things put together. So I want to give a shout out to our lovely producer of the Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat, Linda. Linda is a wonderful person that is part of the team. And then Jessica.
Got to give her a round of applause here. Round of applause for all these people. I mean, we just got to bring it up. I mean, come on.
Bring it up, Benny. Right. So we got, and then we've got Jessica. We've got Zach. We've got Zach, our my newest producer. We've got Jessica, and so many others. There's Sean. There's so many others. There's Kim, who does all the graphics and makes everything pretty. So really, without their superhuman effort, I mean, they are a Walk Your Talk network. For the last 2 years, I've been part of this Transformation Talk Radio Network, and I've created quite a little media empire myself. You can catch the Cornelia Stephanie Show every Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And now we're rolling it out to all my new co-hosts that are with me that are changing the world in the most amazing ways. You can get your online tickets and be live in our studio audience at www.corneliastephanievip.com. And get your tickets any Friday. So I want to ask you, Benny, what was your top for 2019?
My talk for 2019?
Top, best thing that happened.
Oh, top. Boy, geez, I don't know if I really had one in particular. I'll come back. I definitely have something. It's about reframing for me especially. There was a lot going on this year for me especially with just moving around. My boy's mom started with a new job and everything. So, you know, that's about reframing, putting our schedule together and letting our boys run around and have a good time starting back at school. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to go with reframing.
Reframing. So that was your top.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I love that because we're going to be, we want the audience. What is your top? So we want you to call in at 1-800-930-2819 and share with us what your top is, or even type it into the chat if you're watching us live at Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, or if you're watching this video later, type it into the YouTube video and tell us what your top was for 2019. I'm going to be sharing what my what was really difficult, because we know we also had some difficult energies that we had to face. And, you know, but that is where the strength comes in, when we face those inner challenges and rise above them. And later on in the show, we're going to be talking more about what those themes are with my beautiful guest that I'm going to be introducing you to here in just a little bit. But I want to tell you about what my top was. So I was thinking about that when I was looking at, you know, what are the four most important things that took place for me in 2019? And I thought, was it the time when I went on the national news in June of 2019 to Fresno, California, and I challenged everybody to, you know, release the negative self-talk, to not, you know, talk negatively to the self anymore? Because every day we're faced with thinking between 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts per day. And 85% of those are negative. And so I challenged everybody with my 21-day challenge program to release the negativity and not do that anymore and override that energy and let that inner self-talk to be only loving, to be only loving. So I thought, was that my top? And then I realized, you know, that was a top for me, to fly out on the news and be featured on the local news. You know, that was a top, but what was really the top? It happened the other day. It happened on December 27th, 2019, when I had Dr. Christiane Northrup on this little radio show, on Cornelia Stephanie radio show. And having Dr. Northrup on, you know, featuring her book, Dodging Energy Vampires, I thought that, you know, just having her on, featuring her book was great. But what ended up happening is this woman was so fantastic. She's such an amazing light worker. I mean, she's an influencer. She's been on Oprah's Own. She's been on MSNBC. She has been on Rachel Ray. And now she was on this little radio show, Cornelia Stephanie. So that turned out to be my top. And it was really interesting because I invited the audience, just like I'm inviting you today, to go to the Cornelia Stephanie YouTube channel. Go look for that interview that I just did with Christiane Northrup, Are You an Empath? And all the people that comment underneath the video are going to get a free gift from me. And you're just going to have to contact me privately to find out what that free gift is. But everyone that participates and puts a comment underneath there is going to get that free gift. So I'm so excited because I had invited everyone to comment. And the first comment that came in that day was actually yesterday. And before I saw the comment, I thought to myself, that person should win $1 million. I thought that person should win $1 million. And you know what happened? I went to look at the comment and it was a negative comment. It was a negative comment. And to boot, it was a negative comment about me. And I was just like, wow, you know, and I had to really swallow that. And I thought, wow, that was an attack, like a hook, you know, because we're talking about energy vampires and we're talking about these things. And that attack was a personal attack against me. And then I had to swallow that and deal with that in a way, like, what's my truth here and how do I want it? How do I want to be with this? And it was interesting. You know, I sat with it for a little while and everything. And then I decided, you know, it's my YouTube channel. I get to do what I want. And I'm going to go in there and delete that comment. I'm going to go in there, boom, delete it. And deleted the comment. And then next thing you know, the positive comments started coming in. And so that's the universe that we're creating, is that it's only about love and it's only about support and it's only about expansion. How we treat ourselves and how we treat each other. That was my top. So I'm so excited about the show, because when we come back from break, I'm going to introduce you to two amazing ladies that are going to be changing the world together with us here right in January in 2020. And we're going to show you how. We'll be right back.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We are back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm the guest host, Cornelia Stephanie, and have we got an amazing show for you today. You know, in January of 2020, there's going to be a huge event that's going to take place, and that this is what this show is going to be about today, is we want to introduce you to this amazing event that's going to happen that you're invited to be a part of. You know, back in 2012, I created an event here in Laconer where 350 people from around the world joined us in Laconer to anchor in a new energy after the 2012 era of after 2012, now what? And so this January, what we're doing is we are helping women to rise into their best personal self, and you can't afford not to be a part of it. I'm bringing to you two ladies that are co-partnering together with me this event here in January. And now I want to introduce you to the first lady, Mary Jane Pioli. Welcome to the show, Mary Jane.
Hi, thank you very much.
Yay, so tell us about what it is that you do, who you are, and you've got 5 minutes to just nail it and just tell us about who you are, what your story is.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you, Benny and Jessica. As Cornelia said, we're going to be doing a workshop where we'll tell you a little bit more about it in Laconer. And I am very grateful to have been invited by Cornelia and Rebecca Strong, who you'll hear from in a couple minutes, to do this work at the beautiful Lux Art Center in Laconer. And what I'm bringing to it, perhaps I'll start with what my purpose is and back into my story, because we're going to be helping you all figure that out. So my purpose really in life is to be a catalyst for authenticity. And I know the word authenticity has been an overused word in the last 10 years. And I really came into that after I left a very good career in the corporate world. I was on a fast track trajectory, loved the work that I did in the corporate world, and just moved along until I finally one day began, while still loving it, not feeling great. And what I realized was that my identity and who I was so tied up in my career. I had lost myself. I had lost who I was. And it physically manifested in migraine headaches and some other issues. And after exploring, the medical side of things, and I love that you had Dr. Northrup on, because her work has really helped me. Then I really looked at the spiritual side, what's going on for me. And while I loved my career, I realized I am not just my career. So I left the country. My husband and I decided to take a sabbatical. And I like to tell my clients, I'm an executive coach now. And I like to tell my clients that you don't have to leave the country to do this. And I did. That's what needed to happen for me. I left the country and traveled through Malaysia and Thailand and Australia and New Zealand, really working to unwind myself, unwind my identity from my career, that just wasn't who Mary Jane isn't just my career. And to do that, I really stepped out of learning how to just do, and I learned about being. I had never really understood about beingness. And I first learned how to do that on the beach in Thailand, learning to meditate and swim in the Sea of Siam and in the salt water and with the fish and the beautiful environment. But you too can do it in other places. You can do that anywhere. So for me, what I have learned, I came back from my sabbatical and I went back to school and got a coaching certification. And in that process, really did a lot of work on what is, who am I and what is my vision and what do I have to bring to the world? And what I came from that is, as I said, I'm a catalyst for authenticity, really to shine the light on people's strengths so that, that together we can look for possibilities and opportunities where maybe you didn't see them before. Really to help people step out from behind behind themselves to really reveal who they are in their work, in their personal life, in all that you do. And so what I love doing so much is helping others do that. Now, I'm an executive coach. I'm a business coach. I help people do it in their business. But we all know that we bring our whole selves to our businesses and we can be much more fulfilled and we can help our clients and our customers and our families and be more, even be more profitable when we really bring our true selves to what we're doing. So that's what I love doing in this world. And during this workshop, I'm going to be helping us to hone in on that purpose. And the, your purpose doesn't need to be some, you know, huge thing that you're going to do in the world. Your purpose is something that really gives you a lens to look through the world, gives you a way to make decisions, gives you a way to be in the world and not just be busy doing, but to stop and be in the world. And I use some specific tools to do that. I use connectedness, honoring my truth and my power, seeing others and being present. That's what really helps me, in addition to all the other things I do in my business as well to be successful and to have a growth mindset, continue to grow and develop as a person. And I like to be that catalyst for others to do as well. So that's what I'll share about me.
I'm so excited about that because, you know, without purpose, without, you know, examples and support from other people, you know, that, because that's how we heal, that's how we grow, is to have beautiful catalysts and examples. And you are certainly that. And that's why I'm so honored and, you know, grateful that you said yes to this. So Jessica, please, you know, show on the screen at any time to the people that they can see. We have an early bird special going right now. I think the early bird ends on January the 6th, if I'm not mistaken. And right now, ladies, you can't afford not to be part of this workshop. The workshop, after the early bird, it goes back to $300, but right now it's at $225. And really, truly, when you come together with this powerhouse team of the three of us and 22 ladies that are going to really rise into their personal best, you can't afford not to be a part of it so that you can really, you know, create your best life, create a legacy that is worth inheriting. And that's what 2020 is going to be about for each of us. Now, let me introduce you to our next player, massive influencer, entrepreneur in the world, Rebecca Strong. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Oh. Oh.
She stalled.
I did.
Okay.
It's okay. Connection unstable.
Yeah. So go ahead and talk, Rebecca. We can hear you. Yeah.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Well, I am so excited to be a part of this radio show this morning and meeting Benny and Jessica, and want to share my background and how I got to where I am today as quick as I can. It really begins when I was 20 years old, standing in my shoes, not knowing who or what I was or where I came from. And, you know, as most and as common, a lot of us come from highly dysfunctional backgrounds with a lot of mental illness rooted in my family. So I had to find myself. And here I was working minimum wage job, working for someone. And I just thought, there's got to be something better than this. There's got to be something better. So I put myself in college at age 22 and elevated my name to Rebecca from being called Becky as a little girl, and took on that identity that I wasn't even sure what it was going to be. And did a lot of self-work, a lot of spiritual self-discovery. I was raised in legalistic religion. So I was trying to find other pathways and avenues to make sense of self and who I was on this earth. So propelling college gave me that sense of, it gave me the information of what I was good at and what my niches were. And one thing profoundly that I discovered in college is I did not want to clock in 9 to 5. I did not want to clock or give anybody my time. So how was I going to make a living? What was I going to do? Was I going to have a career? What was I going to do? Well, I get through college and I get married in my 30s and have my children, and depression comes in full force, and I lost myself for a good 12 years. And propelling to my 40s, the marriage wasn't healthy. It didn't serve me or my children. So there I was, 42, divorced and a single parent and obese. And I just said, I have got to go back to working on myself. I want to feel the way I felt physically and mentally as I did in my 20s. And here I was in my 40s. So when my 50s came up, my 50th birthday, I just thought, it's going to be a revelation for me, my 50s. I'm not quite there yet with what I'm doing with my life, but I was working it all along. And what I discovered through those 20s and 30s is the most fascinating topic is human behavior. Human behavior has been something I'll read books on it. I'll go to classes on it. And I do a lot of observing. One of the things I was told in my 20s is I was a terrible listener. And it was okay to be told that because I was right at that platform of wanting to do some self-improvement. So I stopped talking and I started listening. And from that day on, I heard so many things. And even though you're listening to someone else's story or someone else's experience or watching someone have the best time of their life and you're not, it was still listening and it was still observing and finding out how people come to the places that they are. So now that I'm in my 50s and my teens, after raising my sons as a single parent, I wanted to work on my higher consciousness. And going to work on my higher consciousness meant, I've got to let go, I've got to grow and get rid of the last bits of fragments that I've been dragging along since childhood and my 20s. So I also, along this process, as I've always been self-employed, I've had 6 different retail businesses and other personal service. Mostly my work is in personal services, providing services and such. So I know that I love the human mind, the body, the spirit, and all of that that it entails. When I was done working the job that I created, and I just created another one to move forward as best I could. So what I really want to just get propelled to is my life's goal at this age and my time is to support those who are seeking a higher self. And I have approaches for that. I have creative ways with my art center. I was able to come across, well, I got married this year. That was my talk for this year. And my husband helped create an art center. That has been my dream. And that is my platform that I want to serve and give and support those women and men, but primarily focuses women right now, to help support all those through a creative outlet of self-discovery, your purpose, get your clarity, what is going to be your legacy. So I am so excited for 2020 and our workshop coming up in January, because I just want to go forward with this with no fear and really want to embrace the 22 women that want to come on board and raise their consciousness and their self and their awareness. And life just opens up when you open up, and it just falls into place and it just lands there. And we have, I'll have creative ways to give you tools to open that self up for self-discovery. And I'm just so excited, I'm almost tongue-tied. I want to thank you though.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's like I said, we're going to empower 22 women to really fully step into their highest expression of self. And like you said, Mary Jane, you know, to bring our business, to bring our business into our whole, to bring our wholeness into our business, mm-hmm. wherever, in whatever capacity. That's actually the key, is to bring our whole self into our business and to bring our business into our whole self. It's all the same. So I'm super excited. You know, go to the website. Rebecca, give us the website really quick. You know, give us the link.
Yes, it's luxleconner.com.
Luxleconner.com.
L-U-X, luxleconner.com.
Yes, and that's where you can get the early bird. And ladies, like I said, you cannot afford not to be a part of this. 22 women. You know what happens when you're around successful people. You know what happens when you're around people that are influencers. You know what happens when you're around catalysts and game changers. It helps propel you forward. So a little bit about me. So I began, my journey began into the empowerment journey began back in 2000. I mean, long time ago, but I really in earnest left the corporate world myself because I felt like a slave. I was a slave chasing around a dream that I had been programmed and conditioned to get the house, to get the, you know, the money and the credit cards and all these things to really go after the American dream. When I realized I had no core values, I had no core values. And inside of myself, I had a dream that I had never even begun to even look at and ask, am I really living my dream? Am I really living my best life? And what I wanted to do is I wanted to be a motivational speaker and travel the world. That's what I wanted to do. But I felt like a slave. I had no core values. I had no passion. So when I took the big, huge leap and I said, yeah, I'm ready now to make that dream a reality, I left the corporate world and I got certified in a law of attraction coaching certification. And at the same time, I also got certified with the best transformational leaders in the world, Janet and Chris Atwood, and I became a passion test facilitator. After I did that work, I realized that there was still yet a deeper calling for me, and that was my own work, my soul's work. What was my deep core calling? Because I didn't want to teach anybody else's vision. I didn't want to teach anybody else's stuff. My soul wanted my own. And that is when I developed my own healing modality. There's many healing modalities out there, like, you know, tapping or so many different healing modalities on how you can heal yourself. I developed my own through the emotional core work, emotional core wounding, and changing the limiting beliefs. And so then, and then also taking that and putting that into a structure, and then I developed my own coaching company. So I'm the CEO of my own coaching company, and I have helped countless and countless of people move into their self-healing, their wholeness practitioners, certified through my coaching program. And I also have a strong business background because I've always been in the corporate world, made other businesses rich and successful, and now making my own business as the CEO of my own company, of my own healing modality and how to really fully heal the self. But first from an emotional core place to make peace with the past, to shift the negative limiting beliefs that say, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, that I'm, you know, whatever those limiting beliefs are, to shift those and to lay the legacy down on a strong spiritual foundation. And when I was on the news in July of 2019, the newscaster, she asked me, how do you become a spiritual teacher? And I've never been asked that before because I didn't seek out to be the spiritual teacher. But I had to discover what my spirituality really meant to me. And I had to discover what things really meant to me. What does God mean to me? What does abundance mean? What does life mean to me? I had to go and face the deepest, darkest parts within myself so that I can become my own authority. And today, that's what I give back to other people, is I champion each person to be their own inner authority, to be their own guru, right? To be their own guru and to learn how to self-govern, inner governor. And what I'm going to be bringing at the workshop is I'm going to assist 22 ladies that are going to be part of our tribe, our team, to be the first lady in your own life, to be your own inner queen and rule and govern your own inner kingdom. But with that, you have to know where you give your power away. Is it to toxic relationships? Is it to situations from the past? Is it to any place where your victim energy is present? And I'm going to help you put that stake in the ground so that you don't do that anymore, so that you have a strong spiritual foundation. Your inner queen is activated with your inner king fully present, so that you can then, you know, rule and govern yourself from a place of compassion, from a place of strength and courage, and from a place of integrity. If you are not thriving in abundance, you're not in your integrity. And that's what this workshop is going to be about. So let us now take a break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about our workshop. And then maybe we have time for Mary Jane to take us through some questions and some exercises when we get back. But first, I want to tell you, if you are still struggling with some emotional, you know, core wounding, negative thoughts, you can go to Take My 21-Day Challenge at CorneliaStephanie.com. It's $21, a dollar a day. It's going to help you from the comfort of your own home to rewrite the story of your life so that you can really fully ground in, I am confident, I am love, I am whole, I am worthy, and I can be embodied from that place in the comfort of your home. So we'll be right back on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, the guest host for the Dr. Pat Show today. And now I'm with my beautiful co-host, Mary Jane Pioli. And Mary Jane, you're going to ask us a series of questions.
I am. Thank you very much, Cornelia. I'm going to ask you some questions to help us dive into what we're going to be teaching here in La Conner in January. So I want to start with Rebecca first. And Rebecca, you probably got from her story, she has an abundance of creativity. She approaches the world from a creative place. So Rebecca, tell us, how does creativity lend tools for self-discovery?
Well, creativity, I'll start off really quick. When I meet people and they say, I don't have a creative bone in my body, and I absolutely don't believe them. And I just want to hug them and hold them and just say, yes, you do, because we are born creatively. The world is made creatively. We are all creative. And how it lends the tools by, if you allow yourself, whether it's writing, that's why I have an art center, because I love writing, theatrical, art, paint, photography, in all forms of creativity, all forms, from dancing to even baking, all of that. What I love to hear, it connects people. It's like, oh, I do this because it's therapy. So when you allow yourself to utilize some modality or some medium to just do, it does allow you to open up. And with my presence there, whatever the modality is I'm there to help guide the person to just open up. I approach it prophetically. So my approach is a prophetic approach, and a prophetic approach has no limits. There's no boundaries, and there are absolutely no rules. And that's what I love. I love no rules because I love to live free. So the prophetic, let me just explain a little bit, is pulling from the spirit of light and the energetic light. And that is within us. All of us, every single human body has a light inside, and the creative is the tool to ignite that light.
Great, thank you. And I'll say this, during the workshop, we're going to use, we're going to give you the opportunity to do a variety of creative things, different modalities. And we want everybody to come, just be open again. And because it is prophetic, it's nothing you have to come prepared for. Mm-hmm. And Cornelia and Rebecca and I have done a bit of prophetic work ourselves preparing for it, and have created some beautiful things that you're going to receive as a part of each person will receive as a part of the workshop. So thank you, Rebecca. Thank you for that. All right. So Cornelia, tell us a little bit about how we're going to experience, claiming our authority. What does that, how does that work, and what does it look like?
Well, first we have to really look at, how we listen to ourselves and how we treat ourselves. And I'm going to be guiding you in through a series of questions. What does your inner queen look like? What does it look like when you are fully in your inner power? Because we truly know what it's like when we give our power away to outside sources, when we respond to events that aren't serving us, or when we're in toxic relationships. And I'm going to take you through various different exercises so that you really have a strong foundation and anchored in your own personal power. That's going to be the thing. And right. During that time, you're going to really know how to honor the self and how to be in integrity with yourself. And so that you can retire the victim energy entirely, and that you can be the ruler of your own kingdom, because that's the truth. But you have to know first what it's like to, you know, what does that look like for you? And I'm going to help you discover that.
Terrific. Okay. All right. And to add to that, what I'm going to be doing in helping you discover your purpose or really shine the light on it, getting clear, we'll be using storytelling. We'll be using connecting with one another, discovering, again, in exercises, all within a safe environment. Rebecca's going to set the environment for us in this beautiful artistic space and do some grounding, physical grounding exercises with us as well. And I will take you through that. What I'd like to share with you that relates to all of what we're talking about, I love Ralph Waldo Emerson's quote, "The ancestor to every action is a thought." So we want you to begin paying attention, being present with what your thoughts are. And Cornelia mentioned this earlier, because, you know, you listen to yourself probably more than anyone else, and why not speak to yourself kindly, and why not be clear through your purpose, then your legacy and your authority. And that's what we're going to help you do. Specifically, we wanted to give you a little nugget today and as a celebration of moving into this new decade. So what we'd love to share with you and to think about is when you think back on 2019, and you can do this exercise yourself at home, get a journal, a notepad, something that you can do. Think about these few things. One, what are your gratitudes for 2019? What really are you grateful for? You know, Benny and Cornelia talked about their top. Think about what were your wins and your breakthroughs in 2019? And then what were your losses and your disappointments and even your breakdowns? Because we know that we need to have breakdowns often to have breakthroughs, right? So it's important that we acknowledge that. Cornelia has a book on how to deal with your anger and some other things when you have the negative things happen. So it's important to acknowledge them. Then think about what are the lessons learned? Journal on that. What are the lessons learned? And finally, what we'd love for each one of you listening today to do is to claim what your 2020, the year of 2020 is for you. What's your intention for 2020? So if I were coaching you, I do this with my clients at the end of the year. We look back at the year before, and then we claim an intention for the next year. And I ask it like this. If I were coaching you a year from now and asking you this question, what do you wish you had claimed your intention for 2020? So think about that. What is your intention? What do you want this year to be about? This is the year of what for you? What are you claiming in 2020? And do some journaling on that. And we hope you get some clarity, because what I know from the work that I do is once you have clarity, the universe can align. And when you, but you don't have to know exactly what it is or what it looks like. You just need to be clear on your values, need to be clear on have momentum going forward. And you need to manage those thoughts, because you're listening to yourself more than anyone else. So know that those thoughts are important, and they're going to drive what happens in your life. And also your language. Think about your language. Are you using powerful language? All right. And we'll do much more of this coming up in January. So I'm going to turn it back to Cornelia.
Thank you, Mary Jane. I mean, and here's the thing. We need to be repetitive. You know, everything that we're talking about, that Rebecca talked about, that you're talking about, we need to be repetitive, because that's how we, you know, really anchor that energy in, is that inner self-talk, that releasing the negativity. And, you know, you're going to come to Laconia, this beautiful little romantic town. It's the perfect getaway for you and your girlfriend, for a husband and wife to come out together and come out here and treat yourself and sign up for that early bird special right now. The early bird is $225, and it's going to end on January the 6th. We only have space for 22 ladies. We chose the number 22 because 22 is a master number. And when you leave the workshop, you're going to be in your personal self-mastery. I mean, you can look at the ladies that are part of this workshop. Rebecca, Mary Jane, and myself, we are walk your talk kind of people, and we all have the same intention, and that is to support you to live your highest and greatest expression. And that is our true intention. So if you want to get started right now, you can go to Take my 21-day challenge. Mary Jane talked about listing the gratitude. The rewriting the story of your life, the 21-day challenge, is a guided 10-minute per day opportunity for you to list your gratitudes, for you to list your emotional triggers, for you to really tap into what it is you're releasing and letting go of and where you're claiming your own personal power. You can get that at CorneliaStephanie.com under the tab 21-day challenge. And I can tell you that everybody that takes it absolutely loves it. So that's one way you can get started right now. Go sign up for the workshop and be qualified. Be part of that 22 ladies that's really going to change the history of the planet simply because you're going to step into your personal best and nothing less is going to do for you, only the best for you. And when I did the radio show the other day with Dr. Christiane, you know, I talked about how important it is to have that automatic self-talk be loving and kind. And when you can respond to yourself with, yes, babe, I got you, babe, I love you. When you can respond from that place, from that inner dialogue that's talking to you, the critic has been retired, the addict has been retired, the victim has been retired, and the eternal self, the higher self, is walking in the physical body. That's what we're doing. So I just want to say, how much time do I have, Benny?
Looks like we have about 5 minutes left in the show.
Awesome. Oh, good. Good. Then I can engage my ladies one more time. But I just want to say, too, you know, I'm going to make something crazy available for the audience. Just up until January the 6th, anyone that wants to work on a personal empowerment session with me, personal, releasing your pain from the past, you know, having a clean slate, an intuitive empowerment session, I'm going to make it available to everybody only till January 6th for $99. 1 hour with me, and I can guarantee you that you are going to be claiming parts of yourself that are ready really now to be anchored in. To make that available, contact me on private messenger, Facebook, or email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. If you want to co-host together with me on the radio, which, you know, I'm a businesswoman and I help people become seen, become heard. I help people, become accidental entrepreneurs. So I have a couple spots open right now that are ripe and ready for you. The entrepreneur that's really ready to get your message out to the world, you can contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And I just want to say that, you know, my theme for 2019 was my big theme for 2019. What was my lesson that I learned? And it was, I had to experience deep loss. And, you know, what the deep loss that I'm talking about is losing somebody that I deeply love through death, person that I was really angry about that, because this person, you know, was a light worker. And I thought we had made the intention to be around for the long haul. And I was really, really shocked by that loss. It took me a long time to really forgive that. You know, really touched me deeply. And some personal relationships that meant a lot to me. And through those lessons, I learned not to be attached, to really, process my attachment and discover what it's like really truly to be an independent sovereign being that, you know, knows how to cope with life, with the losses and the things that happen to all of us. And so you can see the wealth of wisdom that these ladies are going to be bringing, that we're all going to be bringing, so that 2020 vision is really going to be your best life. Anything else you want to say, Mary Jane?
Well, I would say I would really look forward to hearing, for those of you who decide to come, what your year of 2020 is about, so we can build on that, because that will give you a way to make decisions in 2020. It'll give you your filter. Mine, for instance, in 2019 was abundance. That was my word or my foundation. And I mean abundance in many different ways, in relationships, deepening relationships, you know, as well as financial, as well as friendships, abundance, and being abundantly in nature. So looking at it in how many ways can you take a look at it? So I'm really excited to hear what people come up with for their 2020, because this is such an important year, the start of a new decade.
Thank you. Thank you. Rebecca, we got 1 minute for you, babe.
Sure. So I'm excited to meet all 22 and just how that, what a powerful, powerful atmosphere that will become. And I'm excited to work with all of you ladies prophetically. And that is just kind of getting your focus. And exactly when you come, it is just about you. And it's just about you and what you're wanting, what you're building. And I'm there to do that creatively. I will be taking a little bit of meditative grounding work with you to get us started and get us focused. And it's just, I'm excited to see what unfolds, and I'm excited to see what you bring. And no matter what you bring, you will take away amazement and you will be amazed.
We look so forward. We look so forward to you playing with us. 22 women are going to change their life in 2020 and finish strong. We look forward to see you here. Thanks, ladies, for joining me on the Dr. Pat Show today. It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Jessica, the producers from the show. We love you all. God bless, and we'll see you next time.